On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be going on a ride of the new Bluegrassical ilk into the heart of the new Bluegrass CD bins with the expectation of devouring the latest from Balsam Range, Appalachian Roadshow, Tony Rook, Town Mountain, Donnie Scott, Willie Wells, and Cindy G. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be new or nothing. Coming up this, let's shoot out the lights, paint the town in the front porch, and otherwise hallelujah the county edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with Asheville's Town Mountain, about whom Buddy Miller states, quote, Town Mountain isn't out to reinvent the wheel. They're like a new set of the finest tires that gives you a new ride. Or maybe they are the new wheel.
Well, I played the bars in Asheville with their smoky neon lights. Played my luck in Reno, struck out every night. Played my love in Austin on the San Francisco Bay. Yes, in hard times, they always seem to come my way. But every time I get knocked down and it seems I just can't win, I'm right back at the table, betting my chips on lane. Just a few more shots to gamble before my story's told. I'm looking for the action, I'm living for the thrill. Yes, I'm bound to hit that big time, no matter what they say. You know every dirty old underdog's gotta see the top someday. Good company man. He listens to my music, but he just don't understand. Looking down upon me from this hotel suite so high. Lord, it wouldn't know around if he looked him in the eye. Says he can't do nothing for me, so I thank him for his time. It's a country music club, it's got me standing in line. But don't think for a moment you can put me on the shelf.
See the
someone's gotta see the top someday. Hey, hey, hey. Do, 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 do.
Town Mountain with Underdog from their new Freedom Blues release. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to another round of Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be spending some quality time in one of the greatest places on the planet, the hallowed new Bluegrass CD bins, which, I'm sorry, Virginia, are few and far between. In fact, the only one I've ever seen was at the old county sales in Floyd, Virginia. But we never let reality get in the way of a raucous good time, and that's exactly what we'll be having with new projects from folks like Brandon Lee Adams. By day, Brandon Lee lives and works on his family farm in Kentucky. By night, he's a bluegrass singing, flat-picking dynamo. No less than Tony Rice himself once remarked that Brandon Lee was a man who had chops that just might rival his own. He was a session player with the Perry Sisters and the first bluegrass artist ever broadcast on South African radio. And he's got a new project. From Time That I Was Leaving, this is Brandon Lee Adams with Adios, or as I would say, Adios.
Well, the truth of letting go is don't hang on. Things left undone are just undone. Don't you burden down yourself with long goodbyes. If there's room for words, there's room for lies. Say so long, say farewell, stay on the other side of hell. Oh, never thought I had a wish you well. When it's time, I know it's time. If you think of me, think I. Adios, boys, I'll see you down the line. Self and love that's gone astray. No amount of pretty words will make it stay. Oh, it's best to just accept the truth inside. Though it takes a little time, it just takes time. Say so long, say farewell, stay on the other side of hell. Oh, never thought I had a wish you well. When it's time, we know it's time. If you think of me, think I. Adios, girl, I'll see you down the line. The truth of letting go is don't hang on. Things left undone are just undone. Don't you burden down yourself with long goodbyes. If there's room for words, there's room for lies. Say so long, say farewell, stay on the other side of hell. Oh, never thought I'd have a wish you well. When it's time, we know it's time. If you think of me, think I. Adios, boys, I'll see you down the line. When it's time, we know it's time. If you think of me, think I. Adios, girl, I'll see you down the line. Yeah, adios, boys, I'll see you down the line.
Well, I'd go in his closet and try on his boots, even though they came up to my knees. And I still see him smiling as his hand brushed my hair. Son, they look a little big to me. Well, I knew he was right, but they made me feel 10 feet tall. Daddy's shoes stood for the man who always reached out when I needed a hand. Right from wrong, I learned by his rules, still here in my heart, no one can fill Daddy's shoes. Now there's 80 years showing on my daddy's face, some lines that were put there by me. And his eyesight is fading and his memory forgets, but an old man is not what I see. 'Cause the boots in his closet, well, I haven't grown. Shoes stood for the man who always reached out when I needed a hand. Right from wrong, I learned by his rules, still here in my heart, no one can fill Daddy's shoes.
The 2018 Spigma Band of the Year, the Farmhands, singing what easily could be the song of the year. From their fourth Pinecastle endeavor, Good Things, that was Daddy's Shoes, a song with some real meat on its bones. No watered-down pablum in sight. To continue the eating and drinking analogies, speaking of drinking, as we must at least every third song on a bluegrass show, Cindy G, formerly known for her work with the Pittsburgh bass Flash Cats, who helped revive the career of legendary R&B singer Bull Moose Jackson, fell under the high blue and lonesome spell a few years ago and has just released her third all-bluegrass project, from which we'll hear the title track, Moonshiner's Daughter.
I'm nothing more than a moonshiner's daughter. Sloan Payne is my name. They shot my daddy dead in that forsaken holler, and I'm never going back again. Never going back again. Here's the tale of my youth, if you care to hear the truth. A barefoot child, the age of 9. No baby dolls, just a Colt 45. Had to guard against my will the secret of that whiskey still. And I'm nothing more than a moonshiner's daughter. Yeah.
us all from poverty. But not one prayer was ever heard that would keep my daddy true to his word. He promised to give up that shine, go back to working in the mine. And I'm nothing more than a moonshiner's daughter. Sloan Payne is my name. They shot my daddy dead in that forsaken heart, and I'm never going back again. Never going back
when the sheriff came for my pa. They warned him 1,000 times bootlegging on this mountain was a crime. He still fought and stood his ground. That's when
Cindy G, helped out by folks like Rob Ikes, Jim Van Cleave, Todd Phillips, and Ashby Frank with the title track to her new release, Moonshiner's Daughter. I never tire of songs about forsaken Appalachian angst, and I suspect you don't either, or you would have moved on to polka music by now. Not that there's anything wrong with polka music. I happen to be a big fan of Molly B's Polka Party on RFD TV, and I wonder if Molly B and Cindy G are related. Probably not, since they don't share the last same initial. Mandolinist Jean-Luc Leroux of New Caledonia, a French territory in the South Pacific, located 1,200 miles east of Australia and 20,000 miles from his home country, France, will get us through our upcoming break with a little bit of Brewski, as rendered on his new outing, Mandologie. I'm Dave Higgs, and we're just getting started in our walk down New Bluegrass Alley. The Tony Rook Band, Brandon Rickman, Valson Ranged, and the Borrowed Time Band will be spitting out a torrent of new bluegrassiness immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back, still in the thick of New Bluegrassicality, where we've just stumbled onto the latest from the 2018 IBMA Entertainer of the Year, Balsam Range. The album is entitled Aeonic, a word I had to look up. Turns out it means of or relating to an aeon, or in other words, something that lasts for an indefinitely long period of time. Just like the 11 songs on the project, one of the most interesting of which is this old Beatles song, written by George Harrison about his wife-to-be, Patty Boyd, an English model, whom he married the year the song was released on the Fab Four's 1966 Yesterday and Today album. Author Jonathan Gould described the tune as a, quote, rueful rain check of a love song, and, quote, an exercise in hypothetical romance, end of quote. Harrison was inspired by the layered vocals of the Byrds. Balsam Range does the song proud, not only capturing the sounds of the Byrds and the Beatles, the Byrds and the Bees, but merging it all into a derriere-kicking bluegrass song. Bassist Tim Surratt sings lead on If I Needed Someone.
Someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone,
had you come some other day, then it might not have been like this, but you see now I'm too much in love.
Carve your number on my wall and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone,
I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom. that you love me again. Take back all the gifts you have given, the diamond ring and the lock of your hair, and a card with your picture upon it. It's a face that is false, but it's fair.
Oh, I'll pawn my gold watch and chain, love, and I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring,
and I'll pawn this heart in my bosom
if you'll say that you love me again.
I have nothing to cheer my poor heart. This old world would seem sad, love, without you. Tell me now that we never will part.
Oh, I'll pawn my gold watch and chain, love, and I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring,
and I'll pawn this heart in my bosom
if you'll say that you love me again.
It blooms from the love of your heart. It broke through on the day that I met you, and it will die on the day that we part.
Oh, I'll pawn my gold watch and chain, and I'll pawn you my gold wedding,
and I'll pawn this heart in my bosom
if you'll say that you love me again. Only say that you love me again.
The Borrowed Time Band, in a killer revision of the old Carter Family classic, Gold Watch and Chain, is rendered on their Borrowed Time recording. The Carter Family waxed it in June 1933 for Victor Records in Camden, New Jersey, but the song dates back to at least a tune written by one Thomas Westendorf in 1879. And just to close the thread, the earliest known recording was made by one Ephraim Woody in the Henpecked Husbands in 1929. Now that's what I call a name for a group. Balsam Range was in front of it all, covering the Beatles with If I Needed Someone, from their latest mountain home endeavor, Aeonic. Throughout history, many debates have raged. Taste great or less filling? 9mm versus 45 ACP? Tomato versus tomato? Does the toilet paper roll over or under? And of course, Ford versus Chevrolet. This is the Tony Rook Band with a few thoughts on the latter.
I say my Ford's better. Do you agree she's fine?
I bet my old Chevrolet will take her off the line.
Put your money where your mouth is. I'll run you anytime.
Well, believe me what I'm saying. 7 will make you realize.
I doubt she's no better than my 429.
Well, the backside of my headers is all that you see.
I don't rightly think so with my pony and me.
Come the day they set the stage, little four-inch Chevrolet packed up and sitting on the line. What a sound that shook the ground when they put that pedal down. Looks like them boys are gonna fly.
Her back to life.
Well, I'll take you up on it. Just please don't tell my wife.
No finer battle endures through time.
A Ford and a Chevrolet sitting on the line.
Shouting my name,
and I knew right then the truck.
warden has done sealed me in. Oh, he ordered my cellmate to seal me in. Tunnel, tunnel, tunnel away. If I don't dig no tunnel, I'll die here someday. Hey.
From his Vauxhall release, Things and Kids Dogs Know, that was Brandon Rickman with Tunnel, Tunnel. And the Tony Rook Band was immediately prior with Ford and Chevrolet from their Reflections outing. Darryl Webb and Barry Abernathy and Company, known collectively as Appalachian Roadshow, will shoot us into our third and final segment with a few passes at a fine old-timer, Old Greasy Coat, as heard on their self-titled new venture. This one is usually attributed to old-time West Virginia fiddler Edden Hammonds and possibly refers to several things, including an unwashed fleece, which still retains the lanolin, a dirty, worn-out Confederate soldier's coat, and worse. And we'll have more Appalachian Road Show, along with new tunes from Willie Wells, Justin Hilton, and John Weisberger, and Donnie Scott, upon our return from our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
I don't drink and I don't smoke and I don't wear no greasy coat.
We have returned, still rooting around in the new bluegrass CD bins where the latest from Appalachian Roadshow continues to pique our interest. If their instrumental pyrotechnics on Old Greasy Coat wasn't enough, check out what they do with Little Black Train. But first, a proper introduction.
The music of the great Appalachian Mountain people has been woven together through the years from many different styles and strands of cultural DNA. It has been described by some as perhaps the very soul of the region's rich history. Forged together from the fires of the great Civil War battles to the coal mines of eastern Kentucky and West Virginia, from the logging camps in the Yupine Hills of Virginia to the quartets that sang in the church houses of western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia, the musical heritage continues to endure. Whether it's the old-time minstrel and medicine shows that traveled throughout the country in the late 19th century, or the enslaved Africans that brought so much of their unique and soulful music stylings to the region, the deep emotion you feel when you hear it is undeniable. Like the long-time traditions such as farming, quilting, and unparalleled craftsmanship, this music has been passed down from generation to generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb proudly present to you Appalachian Road Show.
From on high, you better set your house in order, or you must surely die. He turned to the wall and weeping, we see him there in tears. He got his business fixed all right. God spared him 15 years. There's a little back train coming. Fix all your business right. A little back train to come. It could be here tonight. Take a ride. I see the train with engine and one small baggage car. Your idle thoughts and your wicked deeds will stop at the judgment bar. There's a little black train coming. Fix all your business right. A little black train coming. It could be here tonight. That poor young man in darkness cared not for the gospel light till suddenly he heard the whistle blow. Hey, little black train inside. Oh, Lord, would you not spare me? I see my wicked plight. Have mercy, Lord, upon me. Please come and set me right. But death had fixed his shackles up on his chain so tight. Before he got his business fixed, hey, little black train inside. There's a little black train coming. Fix all your business right. A little black train to come. It could be here tonight. There's a little black train coming.
There's a little black train coming.
Fix all your business right. Black train coming. It could be here tonight.
Na-na-na-na-na.
of the old Virginia line. That's where I was born, and I spent my childhood among the tall, lonesome old pines. A cool wind blows in the Blue Ridge Mountains. The songbirds all sing so happy and gay. When darkness falls, everything's so peaceful in the Blue Ridge Mountains far away. Songbirds all sing so happy and gay. When darkness falls, everything's so peaceful in the Blue Ridge Mountains far away. So clear, the bright morning sun and all of its splendor, nothing compares to the Blue Ridge so dear. A cool wind blows in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the songbirds all sing so happy and gay.
Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge from that hallowed nether region between Galax, Virginia and Mount Airy, North Carolina, known as the Round Peak area, gave us the Blue Ridge Mountains from their new Rebel disc, Songs from the Blue Ridge. That one was written by Mickey's late father, Cullen, and tells the story of his dad's life in those fabled hills. And Appalachian Roadshow burned things up with their version of Little Black Train from their self-titled new one. You're hearing the sounds of new bluegrass thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Justin Hilton and John Weisberger will continue our walk through the new bluegrass CD bin aisles with Winsboro Blue from their collaboration, which sports a very bluegrassy title indeed, Watch It Burn.
I grew up in Fairfield County, just beyond the quarry gate, where my granddad and my father worked their lives away. swinging picks and hammers was all they ever knew. Cutting up the granite stone they call Winsboro. As I left behind my childhood, I dreamed of better times, when a man could make a living without working in a mine. But I wound up like my daddy, with nothing left to do. I followed in his footsteps to cut Winsboro blue. In the dead of night I hear the engines ringing in my ears. The pounding hammers wake me from my sleep. This quarry is a prison, but my sentence ain't in years. It's being told there's nothing else for me. When I die, I'll carve my headstone out of this rock too. And knowing that will make a man Winsboro blue. It all decay, and one by one I've watched my friends and family move away. But I guess I'll never leave here until my life is through, a prisoner of these memories and Winsboro blue. In the dead of night I hear the engines ringing in my ears. The pounding hammers wake me from my sleep. This quarry prison, but my sentence ain't in years. It's being told there's nothing else for me. When I die, they'll carve my headstone out of this rock too. And knowing that will make a man Winsboro blue. When I die, they'll carve my headstone out of this rock too. And knowing that will make a man Winsboro blue.
Friend, my life.
Willie Wells and the Blue Ridge Mountain Grass with Over There from their new one, Robe and Crown. And Justin Hilton and John Weisberger began matters with Winsboro Blue from their robust recording, Watch It Burn. The only thing burning here is our time, which has once again petered out. We'll leave you with the title track to Donnie Scott's new Pawtuxet release, Donnie Dobro's Last Ride. And on that high, happy kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it was a star of wonder, a star of night, and a star with royal beauty bright. Known by such names as the Star of Bethlehem, the Christmas Star, and the Star in the East, its presence at the birth of Jesus has become an integral part of the Christmas story. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be celebrating the appearance of that star and Christmas on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.